Episode 22. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner, and will be your host today. Creating instances in C# is a bit different because there's a difference between value types and reference types. You'll be able to navigate your objects with ease after this episode. C# puts everything into source files called CS files, and you normally create a CS file named after your class, struct, or interface that's defined by that file. So if you have a class called Hero, then you would have just a hero.cs file that defines the Hero class. If this was C++, then you would have separate hero.h and hero.cpp files. C# needs everything in CS files because the managed nature of the language relies on the runtime having access to everything. There's no need to keep the implementation in a separate file. Now, you can actually have a class split between multiple CS files in C#, and this is really useful if, say, part of your class definition is generated by some automated tool while you write the rest. You don't want your handwritten code getting overwritten when the tool creates an update. But the main thing is that no matter how many CS files are used to make a class definition, the runtime needs access to all of them. C# also supports structs, which in C++ are almost identical to classes, but are quite different in C#. Other than some limitations placed on structs, the biggest difference between the two in C# is that structs are value types, while classes are reference types. You'll see this difference when you create instance variables of your class or struct types. Before explaining the differences, though, I want to mention that all the types in C# are either value or reference types. You'll get a feel for which are which after a while, but here's the breakdown. Value types consist of structs, chars, bools, dates, enumerations, and all the numeric types. Reference types consist of classes, arrays, strings, and delegates. I know, we haven't discussed all these types. I'm trying to keep this episode focused on just what you need to know to be able to understand what happens when you create and dispose instances. Knowing that there are two main classifications of types that behave differently is enough for now. When you declare a variable in a method and give it a type and a name, you're always creating that variable on the stack. This is true in C++ too, because in C++, when you allocate a variable on the heap with operator new that returns a pointer, your variable is actually a pointer to the type that was just created, and that pointer lives on the stack. The instance of the class that was created is on the heap, but in order to get to it, you must still go through a pointer. Without that pointer, you would have no way to know where in the heap your instance was created. But where C++ allows you to create anything directly on the stack, including class instances, C# says, no way. You can do this in C++ because C++ has no distinction between value types and reference types. Sure, C++ has values, and it has types, and it has references, but in C++ any type can be a reference or not. C# makes a distinction which might at first seem sort of arbitrary. I mean, why is a date a value type and not a reference type? It mostly comes down to how the types are typically used. Small types, or types that you don't normally change once created, are value types. Don't worry, it still seems sort of arbitrary to me too. Okay, so in C#, if you declare a variable inside of a method that's a struct, then the data for that struct instance will live on the stack. And this is important. It will live on the stack even if you initialize it with the operator new. Operator new for structs really just skips over the part about allocating memory in the heap and just puts the instance on the stack and then calls the constructor. It also doesn't return a pointer. You can work with the variable instance directly. All value types behave like this. Now, for the hero class type, when you declare a variable inside of a method of this type, you have to use operator new. There's no way for you to put that class instance on the stack directly. What you get on the stack is a reference to the instance that operator new placed on the heap. It looks like a local variable that you can access directly, and you can. C# does not expose pointers, but really a pointer is exactly what you have. The interesting behavior comes when you try assigning your variables to each other. If you declare two struct variables and then assign one to the other, you start out with two separate variables, each with their own values, and you end up with two separate variables, only now they each have the same values because of the assignment. If you then change a property on one of the variables, it has no effect on the other. They are still two independent instances of the struct that each live on the stack. But try this with the hero class, and you get a much different result. Let's start out with two hero variables called redHero and blueHero, and create each by calling operator new. This will give you two reference variables that live on the stack, and each reference will point somewhere in the heap where the red and blueHero instances actually live. Now, if you were to write code that said, redHero is assigned blueHero, what happens? You end up with both the red hero and the blue hero references both pointing to the same blue hero instance on the heap. You no longer have anything that points to the red hero instance. If this was C++, you would have just created a memory leak. But we're talking about C# here, and this is exactly how C# behaves. The red hero instance is not leaked. True, you can't get to it anymore, but the runtime still knows about it. The next time the garbage collector runs, it'll notice that there's no way for your program to ever get to the red hero instance, and it will flag the instance for deletion. So in C#, when you want to delete something, all you have to do is forget about it. Make sure that you no longer have any reference that points to the instance, and the garbage collector will take care of the rest. So does that mean that the garbage collector will delete the object? Maybe. As C# programmers, we're not able to control this. If your computer is running with lots of extra memory, then the garbage collector might just decide to let the instance stick around a while longer. The garbage collector is only concerned with memory usage. But what if the red hero instance had something important inside that wasn't memory, but that was limited in other ways? Something that you really don't want to stay locked up inside the orphaned instance for who knows how long. In this case, you really need to make sure that your hero class implements the iDisposable interface. This will give you access to the dispose method. You just need to make sure that you call dispose while you still have the chance. What you don't want to do is write code that says, red hero is assigned blue hero, and then say redHero.dispose, because that will dispose what redHero currently refers to, which is now the blueHero instance. You just dispose the instance that both references point to. What you have to do instead is write code that says redHero.dispose, and then redHero is assigned blueHero. When you write your code in this order, then you'll dispose the red hero instance, which will free up your important resource. You do this while you still have a reference to the red hero instance. Then, when you assign the blue hero to the red hero, you forget all about the red hero instance on the heap. But now, you don't care how long it takes the garbage collector to actually reclaim the memory, because now it's just some memory. So far, I've been talking about declaring variables in C# as local variables in a method. But what about what happens when you declare that your hero class needs a class member variable of, say, an int? Integers are value types in C#. If you declare an integer in a method, then it'll go on the stack. But since this is part of a class, then it goes on the heap, because that's where all instances of classes go. It just adds to the size of the instance in memory. Let me end with one more final thought about sizes. In C++, you can control very well and can find out exactly how much memory anything will require. You don't have that same ability in C#. All you can really say in C# is that as you add more member data to your classes or structs, then the memory needed will also increase. But there's no way to find out exactly what's needed. It is, after all, managed for you. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning, but even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming, and you will learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.